him said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morning when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave it to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, The lawyer said, He that showed mercy on him. And then said Jesus unto him, Go and do likewise. I want to preach this morning for just a few minutes on just the thought, Jesus, he will pick up the pieces. He will pick up the pieces. Won't you pray with me, pray for me. Father, we thank you, Lord, today. We praise you. Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, we ask you, Lord, add your blessings to the reading of the Word of God. Anoint the preaching and the hearing, God. Send forth your Spirit, God, is all ready to prepare our hearts. Lord, prepare our minds and our lives. Reach down your hand, God, as we've asked many times before. But God, we're standing in the same place, Lord, in the same position of need. God, for your hand to reach down, way down. God, and touch us, God, and stir us. Lord, comfort us, Lord, and love us. Lord, speak to us today as you did last night. Lord, guide us and lead us with your Spirit today as you did yesterday. And we'll give you the praise for everything that's done. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I do want to say how much we appreciate this church. Appreciate Brother Sister Prescott. Appreciate everybody that's here. We have so much enjoyed meeting you all, fellowshipping with y'all, and I appreciate the preaching in this meeting. Amen. Now, I just want to say today, I'm glad that Jesus will pick up the pieces. Amen. I was thinking about this and how that to me this account here, it really speaks to the life in some way, in some form and fashion to every individual. Thought about that even when Brother Roston said last night, I don't remember the man that he said that he was quoting, progression. And I know we've already learned if we walk with Christ, amen, even reflecting back on our life before salvation, that the devil and that this world is no respecter of person either. This world and the devil is hard after every one of us. I'd almost say and be persuaded without any argument that most, if not all of us, had to push, amen, through some things to get here. Some this traveler could be you or me. And these thieves, no doubt, are the enemy of our soul. They're waiting, they're lurking to jump with an ambushment, if you will. But that would not send you a circular or a monthly magazine or a letter in the mail, if you will, detailing his demise, his plans, or the destruction that he wants, or the hurt that he wants to employ. Now, he doesn't do that, but he lies probably along the way. Oh, yeah, waiting for the opportune time that he feels like. I somehow believe maybe this man was just walking. Maybe he was a whistler. I don't know. Maybe he was a singing. Maybe he was just meditating. And all of a sudden, it seemed like, I don't know if you ever had it happen, but out of nowhere, amen, I don't think he was trying. He may have been not sure he was mindful. Amen, about these robbers, about these thieves, because this way was notorious, but this was the way they traveled. But I'm sure, amen, that he was not hoping, expecting, or anticipating. I don't know, I believe, amen, I don't know anybody, amen, in serving God. I don't know anybody, amen, that's striving and praying, amen, and seeking the Lord, amen, that's looking for the devil to just jump on them, that's looking for their life, amen, to be cracked and busted and scattered into pieces. Can I tell you something today, amen, that all of those pieces put together make up the whole? And I'm going to tell somebody today, that's exactly what the Lord will do. Amen, I don't care how broken you are, my God. You may be. I don't care how scattered, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't care how scattered your life is. I don't care how many pieces have been blown and strung along life's way for you. I can tell you today, amen, that Jesus will still pick up the pieces. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pieces. That's what the enemy wants to do. Pieces. Because pieces, amen, are left alone, are just the evidence of that is fragmented, that is divided, that has become destroyed. I'm mindful of a few times here in the recent past that some items have got broken in our home. Ever had it happen? And what we do, Brother Robbie, if it's not broken too bad, if the pieces aren't too small, we'll gather them up and try to put it back together. How come we've ever done it? Oh, but if it gets broken too bad, and there's too many pieces, come on now. And they're too small, help me somebody. And they're strong too far. What we do, come on now. And there's been some items, just like people, that are very valuable. Not so much, you know, in the resources of money, but just valuable to me or my wife. That means something. You're going to help me right here. Glory to God. But they so. But because the Lord said so. This man's walking this road. I wonder if any of us here today or that will be here this week have had something here lately happen just like this, unsuspecting. As I understand, it's one thing. It's one thing to cause it. It's one thing to be the source of the problem and the failure. Come on. I know we talk about King David a lot. That's okay. We ought to. Amen. We ought to. We don't talk about him and preach about him to try to justify any sin, justify any failure, or try to bring somebody down to a lower way of living the life for the Lord. But we do preach about, see, the thing about it is, the Lord does not reveal all, amen, of these failures and sins of people in the Bible in order to try to give us some type of justification or easy way around. Amen. It's that like it has been employed in the day in which we live, an easy way around sin and an easy way to live. But he does that to show that there's a Redeemer. Amen. And he still rescues. Hallelujah. And he still revives. Glory to God. Amen. To pick us back up. Amen. And put us back in the faith. Amen. In the fight with great fervency. Amen. In this walk and in this life that we live. I wonder how many may be unsuspecting in the last little while. Maybe it happened a while ago, and there hasn't been, oh yeah, that healing, that restoring. Oh yeah. You don't have to answer. I'm not asking for that. I can tell you about me. But I wonder how many of us ever thought, well, I'd pick these up. I'd pick all these pieces up. I'd put them back together. I'd put them in there. Amen. I can hold them together. Amen. I can make it. I said I can do it. I'll be able to. We got to bear scars. Come on now. I'm going to have to do that. That's what I'd say. I can put all these things back together. But I'm telling you, that's nothing more than an evidence of a self-righteous approach. The Lord is still true. Amen. A broken and a contrite spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. And when David failed and sinned greatly, amen, it was only by the repentance, amen, of godly sorrow in his life. But I see the Lord, amen, who is faithful, amen, and who is just. Amen. And he picks David up. Hallelujah. And David says, wilt thou restore unto me, amen, the joy of thy salvation? Wilt thou make the bones which thou hast broken, make them to rejoice? I'm telling you today, amen, we can see it through the pages of the Bible. But I'm telling you today, amen, that no matter young or old, it matters not. I say it again, the devil's no respecter of person. Young or old, it matters not. He's looking to grab a young one just the same as he is, a seasoned saint and an elder of the church, to break down the truth of the righteousness and holiness of God. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus will pick up the pieces. Scattered abroad. I wonder sometimes how many people sit on our pews and they're in pieces. It's not because of a lack of preaching. You'll hear that this week from here, not here, but after this on. You'll hear that. You heard it last night. I've told my church, I'm sure I'm not the first one that's ever said this, but I've told the church I pastor, it's not for a lack of great preaching that we don't really have the revival that we want and that Brother Austin preached about last night. The place for God. The presence of the Lord. It's not because of that, Brother Meekham. I'm man fell among thieves. He found his sheep there. Not everybody that's broken, and not everybody, if we said like this, that's struggling. I don't know if y'all have it around here, but at times we'll have people, and I mean, it seems like service after service, they're in the altar, which is good. But it's the same thing. Service after service. Time after time. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're broken. Pieces are scattered. This may fail. Not everybody is at fault. Sometimes and oftentimes it's the enemy's doing. He waits strategically for a moment of attack. That's exactly right. Everything seems to be going well. Everything seems to be going good. I'll just use the example. We've come off of 6 months fasting, praying. We've seen God move. He's saved a few. He's healed. He's delivered. Things are going good. Things. Amen. Seems like they just simmered down a little bit. Everything's going good. Amen. We're still trying to maintain a prayer life, but we're not as fervent. Come on now. We're not as active as we were. And all of a sudden, the enemy finds a strategic place to attack. This man's walking down this road, and somewhere between Jerusalem and Jericho, the thieves plundered him. I don't know exactly how it happened, but I want to give you this real quick, then I'll be through. I believe they just jumped out from behind whatever they were hiding behind. I don't know if it all took place at one time, and sometimes I visualize. And then that traveler coming down, and those robbers, those plunderers, if you will, just jumping all over him. I don't know if it happened when they jumped out like we see or hear sometimes today, where somebody says, "Hey, give me all your money," and maybe he handed that over. I don't know, but this I do know, that in this encounter, listen, and if the enemy comes along and all we think he wants to do is just rob us of a little bit of our joy, and then he's going to let us go on our merry way. We're walking down a path of deception. I'm telling you, but I believe that was part of what the robbers did and what the enemy wants to do. He wants to rob our joy. Amen. If he can take the joy, this man's walking down the road. His joy is taken. The Bible says they robbed him. The Bible says they stripped him of his raiment. They left him in nakedness and shame, if you will. And that's exactly what the enemy does. That's what sin will do. That's what the devil will do. That's what ridicule will do. You gotta help me right here. That's what ridicule will do. That's what religion will do. Come on now. That's what self-righteousness will do. That's what I told you. That's what was going to happen. And you deserve that. That's what that'll do. It'll leave them in shame and disgrace. But I'll tell you, the devil won't stop there. Amen. He's going to wound them. He's going to take all the strength they've got. What use is it to pray? What use is it to go to church? What use is it to read my Bible? It's not working for me. I'm getting worse and not better. But then he just leaves them for half dead. You know the story of the priest and the Levite. The preacher and the layman come walking that way. The priest just passed by on one side. No sacraments, no service, nothing. The Levite, the layman, at least he come and looked down. But that just makes him just as worse. He passed by on the other side. No work, no worship, no willingness, nothing. Just saw what was going on, heard what was being said, and went on their way. What oftentimes happens to people that have fallen, to people that have been broken in pieces. It would be like the priest saying, "Hey, let me tell you what I saw." But yet he just passed on by. The Levite would say, "Let me tell you what I heard." But yet he just passed by on the other side. stops and he goes to where the man is. He sees everything that's happened. The Bible says he pours in the oil and wine and binds or bounds up his wounds. He doesn't just give him an aspirin or an ibuprofen and say, I'll go up the road and send somebody back to get you. Wish I could help, but I'll request prayer for you. No, he came to where he was, right there, pouring in the wine and the oil for cleansing and comforting and healing. He bound up the wounds. He did not, you're going to hear me right here, he did not leave them open. Somebody help me. He did not leave them open. He bound them up. But he didn't just leave them there in the road. Jacob's life was scattered over 400 miles. He was a deceiver. He had deceived his brother and his daddy by the help of his mama. He was born in a struggle. Yeah. He was striving with and against. He was sent from his birthland to the land of his ancestors. And there, he fell into deception again. He met the Lord on the way. And that happens most of the time. But 400 miles or so, he's scattered. He's got deception and wrongdoing. Down in the land of Canaan. And he's got it up in Mesopotamia. But on his way back, oh yeah, he found out he's going to meet Esau. All that deception, he got deceived himself. All that deception that had taken place in his life and against his life. On the way back, he met the Lord. Oh, yeah. That's what I tell you today. Amen. His life was broken in pieces, scattered 400 miles. And that may be what somebody is here today. You just feel like you're scattered all over. But on that night, amen, at that time, amen, when he got a hold of the Lord, and can I tell you, and the Lord got a hold of him, and he said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless.
to you this. Amen. I don't think it was so much about just wanting to get a name change as it was he wanted to hear from God. And I'm going to tell somebody today, amen, if we get to the place, call it desperation if you will, just be desperate for God. Amen. Pant after the Lord as the deer panteth after the water. Amen. And if you get desperate for the Lord, amen, hallelujah, and you get a hold of God and you say, God, I'm not satisfied with just getting a hold of you. I need you to get a hold of me. Amen. God will speak to you. God changed his name, blessed him. Gathered all that up, put it back together. That woman at the well, her life was scattered over six men. There was no way she could get all that back. But the Lord waited on her at that well. Hey, great God Almighty, hallelujah. He done shunned it, we carry on the bullshit, double bullshit. How about the Apostle Simon Peter, who openly rebuked the Lord after the Lord had told him, my Father hath revealed this to you, not flesh and blood. When Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, you remember, at Caesarea, you remember, and Jesus said, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. And then he began to talk and tell them, amen, what must happen unto him, and that he must go and fall into the hands of wicked men and be killed. And Simon Peter rebuked him openly, and the Lord told him, get thee behind me. Say, right there he is. Amen. He's broken his life. Amen. Right there, sister. How about in the upper room on the night of the Lord's Supper? Amen. When the Lord is sitting there in that last effort trying to tell them how much he loves them, trying to teach them, amen, about this new covenant, about his love, amen, about his body and the blood, and all they can be worried about is who's going to be the greatest among them. And the Bible says that there was strife among them all. Come on now. There was a betrayer in the crowd, Judas. There was a denier in the crowd, Simon Peter. And there was deserters that filled the room. Because on that night, the Bible says, they all left him. So Simon Peter, the apostle, his life is in pieces from Caesarea to the upper room. Even on the night when Jesus is being interrogated, he denies him three times. But can I tell you something? Amen. That on that great morning of the day of Pentecost, amen, the Lord brought it all back together. Come on and stand with me this morning. Do we just worship the Lord today? Amen. Whatever it is, whoever's involved, whoever the cause has been, ever how long it's been, ever how far it's strode and strung and flung and lost. Come on now. It, no matter how far the winds of life have blown the pieces of your life, amen, I'm telling you, Jesus can.